In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know that God is still on the throne, and he hears and answers prayer? Do you know that you are surrounded with the love of God in the Holy Spirit? Do you know that you are loved with an everlasting love? My gosh, do you know these things? That we don't have to be afraid, we don't have to be scared, we don't have to wonder, because we have the Lord in us, for us, and through us. I tell you how the gospel needs to be preached, that Jesus Christ died for sinners, that he was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead in accordance with the scriptures. How we need to have people proclaim that message, that only sinners saved by grace will be in heaven. And I'm telling you, Mother Teresa is in heaven, but she was a sinner saved by grace. What could she have done? I have no idea. But all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, all of us. And Jesus Christ has come so that he would forgive sinners and that he would give us new life. I'm reading from Jeremiah 17, verse 5 through 8. Thus says the Lord. Let's listen to what the Lord says. Cursed is the man who trusts in men, who trusts in human beings, who seek his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. Who are you trusting in today? Don't trust in Father Tom. Trust in what he says if he's preaching the gospel. But don't trust in Father Tom. Oh no, he's only a man, and the best of men are men at best. Who are you trusting in today? Oh, my trust is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. Oh yes. This one who trusts in men, he is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. In other words, he's unproductive, unfruitful. He doesn't know who he is in God, in Christ. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Are you trusting in the Lord today? Then you're blessed. Blessed is the man, oh yes, the woman too, who trusts in the Lord. I trust in thee, O Lord. I need you, O Lord. I have nothing but you, O Lord. Come to my aid, O Lord. Come to my aid. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. Whose hope are you? Are you hoping for megabucks? You're not going to win it. You're wasting your time. Hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. The person who trusts in the Lord and hopes in the Lord is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretch out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. Oh yes, we are to bear fruit, and fruit that will last, as we trust in the Lord, as we commit our way to the Lord, as we love the Lord, and love each other too. Oh yes, it's easy to love God, but what about each other? This one gets on my nerves. Well, that's too bad. You're called to love that person. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love doesn't seek its own. Oh, yes. That's what we are called to do, to love. Oh, yes. I told you the story of a person who was very sick. And the doctor took an interest in him, and when his stay at the hospital ended, the doctor took him in his own home. He was a Muslim. And this love melted the Muslim. This love of the doctor melted the Muslim. So when he went home, ultimately, he got on his knees and said, "Allah, if you are God, speak to me." There was no sound from heaven. Then he said, "Yahweh, if you are God, speak to me." And Jesus shows up, which is with his wounds in his hands. And the man became a Christian and preaches the gospel to Muslims. I tell you, we serve a God who is all powerful, and everything is possible for those who love God. Everything is possible for you and for me. Everything. You say, "How do you know that, Father Tom?" Because the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross out of love for you, out of love for me. Do you understand that? We will never understand it to the nth degree. It'll take all eternity to praise God for the crucified, risen Lord. It will take all of eternity, and never will we understand it totally. It's total love poured out to people who are broken, who are sinners, who are needy, and who are poor. I am poor. Oh, I have money, some money, but that's not what I'm talking about. I am poor in spirit. I am in absolute need of the Lord Jesus Christ. What about you? Are you trusting in the Lord? If you are, you're like a tree planted beside still waters that stretch out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. Are you bearing fruit today? Who have you told about Jesus? Who have you told about Jesus? And the response to the psalm that we had on Sunday is, "Blessed are they who hope in the Lord." Are you blessed? Do you hope in the Lord? Is your hope in Jesus Christ? Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord, and meditates on his law day and night. Oh, I meditate on the crucifixion, on the resurrection. Oh, yes. Do you read John 19 often about the crucifixion? Do you read John 20 often and about the resurrection of Jesus? That person who trusts in the Lord and who hopes in the Lord is like a tree planted near running waters that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. I tell you, I remember going to St. Adelaide's in Peabody, West Peabody, and I remember saying to the pastor, "I'm going to bring you blessings that I'm here." And you know, I wasn't trusting in myself. "I'm going to bring you blessings because I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus, and I'm still bearing fruit." Oh, yes. Who do you belong to? Like, who do you belong to? Are you trusting in the money in the bank? I'm going to tell you, you do not need money when you die. You need Jesus Christ. Not only when you die, but when you live. You are in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are poor in spirit. Not so the wicked one, not so. The wicked are like chaff which the wind blows away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Are you justified by the blood of Jesus? Have you been justified to be able to stand before the Son of God because Jesus has washed you in his precious blood when you were a sinner? I tell you how we need Jesus. I couldn't get along without knowing that I need Jesus and that I need to trust in the Lord. Let me just tell you a couple of stories about my trust. This happened last snowstorm. Somebody came up to me and said, "The church is filled with snow. People are going to fall and people are going to trip and the church will be blamed for it." So I started to feel uneasy in my spirit. And then I said to the Lord, "I trust you," even though I wasn't feeling trust. "I trust you," I said. And with that, I let it go. But I still had this uneasy feeling in my mouth or in my chest. But I said, "I trust you," and I meant it. "I trust you." You want to know what happened? My friend Dan came with his snowblower and did all the church snow. I didn't call him. God sent him. Oh yes, I trust in the Lord. When I trust in the Lord, I bear fruit. Then on Saturday, I got a call that the lights in the church weren't working. And I got that unfeel, that uneasy feeling in my gut again. And I said to the Lord, "I trust you for this. I trust you." Well, we're trusting God, and we got the lights lit. Oh, yes, trusting in God makes all the difference in the world. Who are you trusting in today? You say, "But God seems very far away from me." Breathe on your hand. He's closer than your breath. "But I don't feel it." It's true anyway. You don't have to feel it. It's true anyway. I've told you the story about Gert Behenna, who was raised in a hotel by a rich father. And she met two Christians, and she had lunch with them. And they told her, "You need to be converted." The only thing she could think of as converted was a convertible top of a car. And while they ate, and that was finished, and after she was finished, it was evening, and she went back home, got on her knees, and said, "Sir." She called God, "Sir." She didn't know what to call him. She always called people in authority, "Sir." And with that, the Holy Spirit flooded Gert Behenna, flooded her. And she went and looked for a Bible. And she, in Alcoholics Anonymous, was one of the greatest speakers that Alcoholics Anonymous ever had, because she was in drugs and she was on alcohol. But the Lord changed her life when she began to trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely not on your own understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. How we need to trust in the Lord. He is the good shepherd. Oh, I love that psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd." Who's your shepherd? "I shall not want." He makes me, you, me, us, lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Do you need to have your soul restored today? Well, the good shepherd will do that. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they give me courage. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Yes, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I love that last verse. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, because I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Have you been washed in the blood? Have you gone to confession to confess your sins? St. Catherine said going to confession was going under the blood. She knew going to confession was going under the blood. Have you gone under the blood recently? This is God's word. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm reading now from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 and following. If Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some of you among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? There's no resurrection of God's people who are dead. In other words, they're going to stay dead. No, there's going to be a resurrection of all the dead. And those who belong to Jesus will put on resurrected bodies. And those who don't will go someplace else that you don't want to even talk about. It's called hell. If the dead are not raised, then neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain. Oh, yes. The resurrection of Jesus, that's where my faith is, in his cross, burial, and resurrection. My faith is not in vain, because my Savior lives. I remember someone saying in one of the magazines, we found the tomb of Jesus. Not the Jesus who walked the earth, who said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the time. I am with you always. Let not your heart be troubled, he said. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Were it not so, would I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. He goes to prepare a place for you who believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished if there is no resurrection. For this life only, we have hope in Christ. We are the most pitiable of all people. If we only hope in Christ for this life only, we are the most pitiable of all people. I hope in the Lord. I trust in the Lord. I know it's not going to be over when my heart stops beating. By the grace of God, I'm going to go to the Lord. By the grace of God, not because of my good works, not because I'm on the radio, but by the grace of God. He has saved me when I couldn't save myself, and he saves me now when I cannot save myself. I am saved by the cross, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. If Christ is not raised, we are the most pitiable of all people. But Christ has been raised. He is the first fruits of the resurrection. Oh, yes, the first fruits of the resurrection, that all God's people shall be raised. I remember going to the cemetery to bury somebody. And after we buried somebody, I was told, let us go and bury Mr. Smith. I said, Mr. Smith? He said, you're leaning on him. He had been incinerated, what do you call it, that his ashes were in this little box. And I took my elbow off of Mr. Smith, and we buried him. And the guy who was going to dig the hole for Mr. Smith said, the one who lives up in heaven is going to have a hard time putting this guy back together again. And I said, you don't know Jesus. You don't know Jesus. With Jesus, all things are possible. I said, if you ever want to know Jesus, give me a call. I gave him my telephone number. Give me a call. I'd love to introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd love to introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I'd like to introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, everybody who goes to church doesn't know Jesus. The scripture says someone told this person about Jesus, Zacchaeus. Someone told him about Jesus. And he was a short guy. So what did he do? He climbed a sycamore tree because he wanted to get a look at Jesus. And Jesus, under the tree, did not say, "Oh, 865448. Oh, we have so many numbers in our head during this century. So many numbers in our head." He said, "Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. I'm going to have dinner with you." Oh, the Pharisees were very upset because he was a tax collector and he worked for Rome and he was a Jew. And the Pharisees hated Jesus for saying this. This can't be a prophet. He eats with sinners. Hallelujah. He still does at the Eucharist. He eats with sinners. Most of us, by the grace of God, saved by the blood of Jesus. I'm reading from Luke 6, 17 and followed. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on the stretch of level ground with the great crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. When Jesus preached, it wasn't a 5-minute preaching. It was hours, sometimes days. And they would listen because they knew that as he spoke, healing came forth from him. Oh, yes. When we preach the gospel, healing flows from us by the grace of the living God. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours." Well, poor in spirit, I would say. Luke just talks about being poor. And you know what? When you're poor, the word of God means much to you. When you're rich, they turn away from God. Many people, not everybody. I know rich people that love the Lord with their whole heart and their whole soul. "Blessed are you now who are hungry. You shall be satisfied." Oh, yes. Are you hungry for the truth? Are you hungry for Jesus? You shall be satisfied. Hallelujah. "Blessed are you who are now weeping. You will laugh." Oh, yes. Weeping lasts for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. "And when they blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and they insult you and they denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man, on account of Jesus. Rejoice and jump for joy, leap for joy on that day. Behold, that's the reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way." That's right. They rejected the prophets. They built the tombs of the prophets, and they rejected the prophets. They hated Jeremiah. Jeremiah stopped preaching. "You're going to Babylon," he preached, "because you've been worshiping false gods." They said, "We hate you, Jeremiah." You know what? Jeremiah is in heaven, and those who hated him, only God knows where they are. "The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women,
and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Are you trusting in the Lord? Jesus, I trust in you. Are you trusting in the Lord? Jesus, I trust in you. Are you trusting in the Lord? Jesus, I trust in you. Am I trusting in the Lord? Jesus, I trust in you. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.